spiritual process, the life process, is utterly dependent on the divine itself. And no exploitation of life or spirituality itself realizes the divine, but is in fact motivated by a prior sense of separation, dilemma, absence of divinity. And so only the crisis in which that whole possibility of seeking and being fulfilled and ultimately finding God, only the crisis which undermines that whole affair truly serves even the spiritual process. Whereas the cultic guru, the man of experience, is always exploiting the search in those who come to them, giving them methods, beliefs, because they appear in public, because they allow these so-called guru function to appear as if it were available without conditions, without God, as if you could take on the spiritual process without prior enjoyment of absolute, perfect freedom. But the usual guru greets people in a theater, and they say, "We're not happy, we haven't found God." And he says, "Oh, that's the beginning. That dissatisfaction is the beginning. Now you just look, seek, use this method. Apply yourself to these practices, and you will ultimately realize God." But the man of understanding appears in public only in the function of prophet, critic, and he does not exploit the seeker who wants to have experiences, spiritual or in the common functions of life. He doesn't exploit that search, but turns the questioner back on that quality of suffering, dilemma, dis-ease that motivates him to want to take on spiritual practices and other kinds of discipline, or to exploit his life possibilities. He functions as critic. He seeks to undermine, or he pursues a method of approach to those who come to him, which is determined to undermine the search. Because as long as the individual is seeking, capable of fascination and consolation, he's only distracted and failing to realize that condition he is already in, which makes him want to be fulfilled, which makes him want to seek. So the more distractions given to the seeker, the less likely he is to comprehend his suffering. So the man of understanding does not appear as guru in the world, he appears as prophet, critic. And in those who begin the life of understanding, in his ashram, he works to produce that radical condition of a true devotee, in order that the spiritual process may then also become the responsibility of that one. But until the life of understanding is matured, even in those in the ashram, he continues to function in his prophetic role, constantly serving the crisis of understanding in the ashram, and not calling people's attention to the spiritual process as something they might engage methodically, but rather allows the spiritual process to be initiated as a grace in satsang, without the concern, utterly beside the concern, apart from the concern of those in the ashram. But when the life of understanding is matured, and the spiritual process spontaneously generated in satsang has clarified itself to the point of a real perception of the nature of this internal activity, this circle of the life force, when all of that has taken place, then the man of understanding, in his function as spiritual master, may invite the responsible attention of his devotee toward that spiritual process, so that he may also engage it responsibly, consciously, deliberately, become involved in it, directly.